day, good day, good day. Welcome. Happy New Year. It is 2023. I can't lie to you. There were so many moments in 2022 where I just thought this year will never end. Will never ever end. And it really sped up towards the end of the year there. But you know what? We've made it. We're in 2023. We've done it, guys. 2020, 2021, weird years. 2022, a bit half and half with regards to the pandemic. And now here we are, 2023, a clean slate for a lot of people, I would think. Certainly for me, I think I don't really like to buy into the whole new year thing, but this year I'm grabbing that by the horns and I am starting afresh. Y'all know I love a fresh start. And this is one of those years that I'm really going to take full advantage of the new year and using that as a reason to kickstart, go again. So I'll set the scene. I am in my little cave, but when this reaches you, I will be in sunny España, which I can't bloomin' wait for. I'm recording this at home in my little makeshift studio blanket cave, wardrobe cave. But as I said, I will be in Spain when this comes out, traveling the Andalusian region, which is so wonderful and terrifying all at the same time. This morning, I'm having a Zen coffee. Probably sounds like I'm having a flow or a mojo coffee because I'm like, blop. But I'm having a Zen coffee this morning, some CBD. I've just had a shipment in of my nootropics coffee, one of the big boxes of 60 sachets. I am well set up for the new year. You can order your box on londonnootropics.com using the code AdeleJ. You can use that code as many times as you like and you will get 15% off any order of coffee. I highly recommend it for a great start to the new year. And I'm on the Zen this morning, trying to ease my way into the day. It's a big day for me, so I'm trying not to go at it full pelt. Let's get into it. This is In the Room with Adele James, and here is the unfiltered version of my story. The present moment. Welcome to the present moment, my present moment. It is surprisingly calm. I am travelling I need to leave the house about 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning. And I think deep down, there are like a real flurry of emotions. Fear is a big one. Anxiety, nerves. I'm nervous about going away. I'm going on my own to Spain, which is not like the scariest thing a person could ever do, but it just scares me. I'm really nervous about it. But I'm also really excited. I'm really grateful that I can even do that right now, especially, you know, with the cost of living. And it's been a lot to scrimp and save to make sure that this still goes ahead. But I think buying the flights kind of put me in a chokehold with going because I just grew up not being able to waste that money. And I just feel ready. I don't know how to describe it other than maybe just saying ready. I'm just like, I feel this like forward momentum about this holiday, about the year in general. I'm ready. I'm ready, 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 ready. I am done with any version of sitting still. I think I've had a lot of rest this year, a lot of forced rest, rest that I didn't want to have necessarily, but I definitely needed. And some rest that I absolutely chose and really enjoyed. And that's been balanced quite nicely with other things like work, acting work, you know, lots of things. But I'm ready now. I'm raring to go. Something, a fire has lit inside of me and I'm ready. So maybe calm was not the right word after all. I think what I feel is, you know, like that moment where they say, on your marks, get set. I'm at get set. I'm set. And I'm just waiting for the go. Maybe today will be the go. That flight will be the go. Who knows? But in any case, I'm here. How's your present moment? How are you feeling? It's the 2nd of January or somewhere around that when you're coming to this. How are you feeling? What's going on for you? This is a weird time of year.
I think that that balance of reflection and looking forward, it does something to people, sometimes very positive and sometimes it feels less positive. But in any case, I think just sit with that for a second and really think about what that is for you. What is your present moment? And let's get into the outtakes and see if any of that helps you to unpick that further. So the first outtake, if 2021 was the year of anxiety for me, which it absolutely was, it was very much a fear of the unknown. I think in the beginning of the year, I was unsure what might be happening as I moved towards the end of my contract with the BBC, with Casualty. As I got out of Casualty, I was unsure what my future looked like within the industry, what it meant to be someone who did that job for a year and then wasn't doing that job anymore, but was still on screen and then wasn't on, you know, all of those kind of milestones of gradually fading away from that show. I was uncertain about, to be honest, whether or not I really wanted to keep living the way that I was living, just being so kind of consumed by the industry and by my identity as an actor, but not knowing how to deal with that in a healthy way. I was so nervous about having started my coaching business in the room. There was so much anxiety around starting that, and it all worked out. But when I first started it, so the first thing I did with the coaching business was I did a group coaching program. It was very small. I only wanted up to six people. I think I had five people in the end. Really wonderful group of actors. And we would meet up once a week for 4 weeks. And I had a set program kind of laid out for them, around different areas of the industry and audition technique. And so, yeah, we met up for a few hours, 3 hours on a Sunday morning. And, when I first launched the business, I mean, I literally on Friday the something of July, I was like, I want to do this thing. I've always been really interested in giving back somehow. I've always been really interested in maybe having my own drama school, but I don't feel like I want to be a drama teacher. Like, I don't think I want to teach people how to act. I don't think that's my business. I think I want to help people navigate the industry. I talk to a lot of people about that, really, about the reality of navigating the industry, about things that I've discovered would have probably helped me move a lot faster if I had have done them earlier, mistakes that I've made that I can help people to avoid, et cetera, et cetera, and auditions primarily. And so we had that conversation on Friday and I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to do it. And by Monday, I'd put it on the internet and it was out there. And my first idea was to have this group coaching program with the small group of actors. And I left myself a month between inception and running the program to market, to onboard people and all the rest of it. And every single day from when I launched it in July to the first day of the coaching program on the Sunday in August, I, about 10 o'clock in the evening, would have a nervous breakdown. Like, I would literally just start weeping and crying and hyperventilating, and I would spiral and spiral and spiral about the success or the fear that this would not be successful, that I wouldn't be able to get people to enroll, that people would think that I was silly or laugh at me, or, you know, think I was not qualified or whatever kind of anxiety I was having. And, yeah, I would just freak out basically on almost like clockwork, like someone, you could have set an alarm, ding, 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 off she goes. And I would just freak out for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, until I cried myself to sleep, which, you know, was insane. Now that I think at the time, I knew that it was insane as well. But I just couldn't help it. I was so anxious. So anyway, as I say, 2021 was the year of anxiety, and it got better after that. And I was constantly trying to launch new things for this business, you know, new ideas. I started doing one-to-one coaching, which has now become the primary focus of the coaching business. I feel like I can help people on a much deeper level. So yeah, 2021, it was prosperous in a lot of ways, but it was full of anxiety. And then we get to 2022, and really it's been the year of sadness again, littered with a lot of prosperity, a lot of really, and I've talked about this a lot recently, So I won't kind of bash you over the head with it, but even though I can see so many incredible moments, particularly work-wise, there have been some really great, great moments this year. But still, the overarching thing I feel when I look back over this year is that I have been very sad, very lonely, maybe is the right word. I think we can all identify what loneliness looks like in older people, particularly. I mean, pensioners, you know, I think when you think of a lonely person, you really think of someone much older, someone who's suffered great loss or, you know, their family's all grown up and off doing their own thing and, you know, that kind of thing. They live on their own or, you know, whatever, retired. But no, I felt a lot of loneliness this year, even when surrounded by people. And so for me, 2022 has been a year that's really been kind of stamped with that or tinged with that sadness underneath everything that I've done. And you know what, that was important, that I needed to go through that. So it's not to say that, you know, it's been a horrible year, but that's what the year has been, like, if we're just being honest. But 2023, now this is the year of momentum. This is the year of moving forward, and I'm really ready to take control of what I can and get things moving. I actually listened back to the podcast episode from last year, from this time last year, because I started the podcast this time last year. It was the week before Christmas or 2 weeks before Christmas that I did the first ever episode. And I listened to episode 2, which was a New Year's episode. I was talking about reflecting and setting goals, which I'll talk about in the second outtake. And I think I need to listen to her a little bit more, because she was quite wise, actually. It was very coherent. I was surprised to listen back to it, because, like, again, fear really got the better of me when it came to releasing the podcast as well. I was so nervous about what people would think. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter. If people don't want to engage with it, they simply won't. And if they engage with it and they don't like it, then they won't engage with it again. And if they engage with it and they like it, then they will engage with it again. And that's, I can't really ask for more than that. You know what I mean? Listening back to the episode from last year made me realize how much weight there is behind what I'm always saying to my clients about writing things down. Write down how you feel right now. Write down what you want. Write down where you're going. Write down where you've been. Write down where you are right now. And look back at that. Actually, like, engage with that material as you move forward, because I think you surprise yourself. And yeah, I'm really grateful to the me of last year. And I think you should be really grateful to yourself for whatever it is that you've endured, whatever it is that you've achieved recently in the last year or over the last year. You know, we've really been out here doing this thing, and this is not an easy time to be alive. There's a lot of unrest, politically speaking, around the world and in the UK specifically. This is probably the first time for a long time we're looking at a year that isn't riddled with COVID and isolation and separation in the way that it has been for the last 3 years. And that's huge. That's huge. So take the time to just really thank yourself for getting through what has been a crazy, crazy, crazy time, and recognize those strengths that you have. And let's use that to push forward. Like, let's have some forward momentum now. We've been stagnant for years. I'm not saying that you haven't done anything and I haven't done anything in that time. The fact that any of us might have done anything is frankly remarkable given the circumstances. But let's really take advantage of this moment. Let's really take advantage of this opportunity to move forward uninhibited. We can travel. We can be places. We can be together. We can work. We can do things, man. Like, we have freedom that we haven't had for years at the beginning of a year. And that is gorgeous. That is so exciting, I think. And yeah, I'm just really, I feel ready. How do you feel? How could you feel that way if you don't feel ready? Is there anything that you could do? Is there anything that you could focus on that excites you, that you want to push forward? I think that leads us nicely on into outtake number 2, actually. Let's get into that. Okay, so if you listened to the podcast last year, you'll know that I set goals. So every year around the 27th of December, 28th of December, it ends up working out, I set myself a list of goals under the title This Time Next Year, hashtag This Time Next Year. So since 2016, for 6 years now, I have been writing a list of 10 goals and I have pretty much just written the goals and put them away. They're on the notes app on my phone, but I don't really look at them throughout the year. And then I reflect on them the following year and write 10 new goals. And this year I only wrote 5. So last year I wrote 10 goals. I've only achieved, I keep saying only, not only, I have achieved 3 of those goals and I have now written a new set of goals, which are 5 goals. Every year I write 10 goals and this year I've written 5 and I've done that on purpose because I just didn't want to force myself into thinking of 10 arbitrary goals because I don't have 10, to be honest. I mean, I might do a few weeks later or, you know, a few months into the year and I suppose I could always add to the list. But right now, I think I want to refine my focus so that I can move towards them with in a more intentional and impactful way and hopefully have more success. To have achieved 3 of my professional and personal goals out of 10, I'm really happy with that. Like, they were big goals of mine and I'm really grateful that I was able to do that. The other 7, to be honest, when I look at them, I realize aren't very measurable. They're not arbitrary, but they're not that clear. They're a bit vague. And so actually what I've decided to do is to just have less goals. And we'll see how I get on with those. Maybe I'll still only do 1 or 2. Maybe I'll do 3 or 4. Maybe I'll do all 5. Who knows? Only time will tell. But I think it's easier for me to focus on a smaller number of goals. And I think, and that's what I always encourage my clients to do as well. So it's really silly. Well, it's really odd, I suppose, that I would go every year into the same habit of setting myself so many goals. But I'm trying to learn to take my own advice better, which is probably something a lot of people can relate to. We're all very good at dishing out the, oh, you know, I would do this, or we should do this, or you should do da-da-da-da-da. Or maybe it's very easy to see someone else's situation from an objective perspective, but it's very difficult to see your own from that. And so actually literally listening to myself and kind of hearing how I was talking about things and looking at what I've been able to do over the last 6 years and really honestly sitting with that and going, what is it that I feel would be beneficial for me now, has been really helpful. And I guess all that said to say is I would always encourage people to reflect, if you haven't done already, to reflect on what the last year has been for you. What went well? What do you think perhaps could have been improved? What do you think were your strengths from this year? What would you like to develop and hone and grow in and as? And how can you apply that into manageable, measurable goals? I think moving into a year, the year of momentum, without goals is going to be very difficult. So if you're with me on that kind of train, let's do it. Let's set something that lights a fire under you, even if it's only one thing. Like, what's something that you can look forward to that this time next year you would say, you know what, if I achieve that, that'd be really great. Like, I'd feel really good about myself. Maybe other people would feel good. Maybe it would benefit other people. It would mean that I am further along in this thing or that thing. Maybe it's a professional thing. Maybe it's a personal thing. But because really the benefit of setting a goal is so that you know what you can do now. It's not looking forward so that you can live in the future and not pay attention to the present. It's looking forward so that you have an idea of the direction that you're going in. So you know what to do now. So you know what steps to take now. Because, you know, a staircase is one step after another step after another step after another step. The yellow brick road is brick after brick after brick after brick. It's not one complete thing. It's a thing made up of lots of little components. So what are the little components that are going to move you towards whatever it is that you want in the future? What are the little goals I can do now that are going to help me get there? And I think setting less goals, reducing my focus in that way, has really helped me feel like I know what it is that I need to do now. I maybe that's why I feel so ready, because it's like, oh, okay, so I could just do that. Oh, okay, so I could just do that, and that will probably lead to that, which will lead to that, which will lead to that goal that I just wrote in my This Time Next Year list. And that feels empowering. That feels exciting and the right amount of whelm. You know, I don't feel underwhelmed by that. I don't feel overwhelmed by that. I just feel like I have something that I can actually do. So yeah, goals. Write goals for yourself. Set goals for yourself. Reflect, look forward, imagine yourself achieving those goals. How does that feel? How does it make other people feel? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? You know, what does that mean for you? And then bring that back down to the present. Okay, so you've got a couple of goals that you can work on. How do you start working on them? And get going. Let's get some momentum going. It's the 2nd of January, people. Woo! Let's make things happen. I'm excited for you. I hope you are too. I think my self-care intention for the next week is going to be just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Take in everything. Feel the fear, feel the nerves, feel the excitement, feel the joy, feel the freedom, you know, feel it all. And just let this be what it's going to be. This experience going away, spending my new year on my own, not on my own, but certainly not with anyone I know. Go and have a new experience and just let that be what that is. Eat good food, see things, do things, you know, push yourself a little bit. Start the year as you mean to go on, I suppose. And That's it. It's just going to be about being present, I guess, enjoying this time. I might never be able to do this again. So just about enjoying what it is. But what about you? What is your self-care intention? How are you going to look after yourself for the next week? What does it mean to be in the first week of January for you? And how can you support yourself in whatever that is? Even if you've come up with something positive, even if you're super excited and ready, is it maybe also just then about being present too and just really being in every moment and hearing every sound and seeing every color and, you know, just being so in touch with all of your senses and feelings and emotions and thoughts in this time. As always, thank you so much. A year. We've been doing this for a year. Thank you so much for being here. It really is so gratifying. It's so humbling and it's really special. And I'm just really grateful to you for being a part of this, however long you've been a part of it for. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you here again this time next week for more journal-like reflections on the unfiltered version of my story. And I hope that your story over the next week is a positive, happy and uplifting one. I hope you take the very, very, very best care and I can't wait to meet you here again. I'll speak to you very, very soon. Lots and lots and lots and lots of love and a happy, happy new year.